What happens when an ordinary man encounters something extraordinary? Chris Bledsoe's life changed forever in 2007 when he and his son witnessed mysterious orbs and beings of light near the Cape Fear River in North Carolina. Unlike typical UFO stories, Chris's encounters carry profound spiritual dimensions that have attracted serious attention from unlikely quarters: CIA operatives, NASA scientists, and religious scholars. What makes his story compelling isn't just what he saw, but how these experiences transformed him physically and spiritually. His debilitating Crohn's disease vanished overnight. His relationship with nature fundamentally changed. And most remarkably, he developed healing abilities that defy medical explanation. As former CIA officer Jim Semivan noted, Chris's experiences contain elements that many officials have encountered themselves but feared discussing publicly. His story challenges us to consider, what if the boundary between heaven and earth is more permeable than we imagine? Chris grew up in rural North Carolina, where nature was an extension of the living room. His carpenter father taught him practical skills, and despite minimal formal education, Chris showed remarkable mechanical talent, fixing neighbors' appliances by age 9. At 10, he survived a hunting accident with over 300 birdshot pellets, 17 remaining embedded. He believed a protective force saved him after seeing what appeared to be a giant owl watching over him. By the 1990s, Chris managed 70 construction sites simultaneously, developing severe IBS from the stress. When the housing market crashed after 9/11, his business collapsed. Medication complications led to hospitalization, and by 2005, his family had lost everything. January 8, 2007 became his life's dividing line. While fishing at Cape Fear River, Chris found momentary peace against an oak tree. As darkness fell, he heard bipedal movement nearby and fled to a clearing where he witnessed two glowing reddish-orange spheres hovering above the tree line. When he decided to warn his son, a third sphere appeared. His next memory was returning to find the campfire reduced to embers. His crew said he'd been missing for hours, and his son Junior was gone searching for him. When found trapped in brush, Junior described seeing two deep red spheres and being approached by small, translucent beings with mechanical red eyes, lying paralyzed for 2 hours despite hearing his father's calls. The aftermath was brutal. Most viewed Chris with pity or scorn, a man who had lost both his company and his sanity. "That poor family," they whispered. "The devil is at work in that man." His Pentecostal community offered little comfort. Yvonne maintained a difficult position, neither confirming nor denying what happened while protecting their church standing. Their children faced teasing, with Junior suffering nightmares. Yet amid this social exile came an unexpected blessing. Chris's Crohn's disease vanished completely. Unable to find work due to his reputation, he found solace in nature. Great horned owls took residence above their home as he began painting wildlife, discovering humility in capturing their essence. His relationship with nature transformed. Once a prolific hunter, he now felt profound shame at his past actions. The being's message of compassion toward all life resonated as he observed wilderness with new eyes. On the Saturday before Easter, Chris vowed to never speak of the phenomena again for his family's sake. At 3 a.m., a rise jolted him awake. Holographic beings compelled him into the woods, where one ordered him to take a small, headless creature. After narrowly avoiding a charging, translucent black bull, Chris found himself before a floating woman bathed in light. She revealed herself as the director of all phenomena. The orbs, beings, and visions were her tools. She promised family protection if he continued his mission, explaining the creature symbolized directionless humanity needing guidance. After staying with the Bledsoes, Grant Cameron witnessed Chris heal their dog Nellie's severe neck wound. As blood spurted from the injury, Chris pressed his hands against it while praying, and the wound mysteriously healed completely. Chris felt the lady's presence flowing through him as a healing conduit. Tim Taylor from NASA tested Chris with two unusual metal pieces, one wrinkled gray, one silver gray. When Chris held them, energy jolted through him. Tim revealed these materials contained isotopes from 50 million light years away, neither man-made nor naturally occurring on Earth. Chris's healing abilities manifested repeatedly. Doug Auld's severe hockey bruise disappeared overnight after Chris prayed over it. Sharon, whose terminal kidney cancer had resisted chemotherapy, experienced a miraculous recovery after Chris's prayers, with her cancer shrinking to a negligible speck. Most remarkably, 12-year-old Brandon with terminal mitochondrial disease, who could no longer digest food, ate two full helpings after Chris silently prayed while hugging him goodbye. Today, Brandon is a college sophomore. In January 2019, on the 12-year anniversary of his first encounter, Chris witnessed an orb descending in a corkscrew motion, changing from white to red. A tall, translucent being containing the orb glided across water toward him. Chris later awoke with downloaded messages warning of difficult times ahead, including famine, plague, and unrest. In February 2020, despite severe rheumatoid arthritis, Chris warned about coming troubles at a San Francisco conference. Upon returning home, news of coronavirus emerged, the prophesied plague. Being immunocompromised, he stopped his medications. While quarantining as his family battled COVID, Chris experienced a remarkable recovery, reduced joint swelling, walking without a cane, and renewed energy. Later, Chris began conducting synchronized experiments with David Broadwell 400 miles away. Using identical cameras while keeping phones connected, they would meditate and focus on agreed locations in the sky. Orbs would appear simultaneously over both locations, at distances that made it impossible to be filming the same object. What if profound cosmic truth awaits just above our heads? Chris Bledsoe's 16-year journey suggests the boundary between worlds is remarkably thin. His thousands of videos document genuine phenomena witnessed by government officials, scientists, and ordinary people. Orbs responding to human thought, physical manifestations defying physics, and communication beyond normal sensory channels. Throughout history, we've interpreted these phenomena differently, as gods, angels, demons, or advanced technology. Ancient civilizations saw divine chariots, medieval witnesses reported celestial signs, and indigenous cultures maintained traditions of star people visiting Earth. Yet the core remains consistent, a higher intelligence attempting contact with humanity. The invitation is simple. Humble yourself, go outside, look up. Connect heart and mind as one, and say aloud, "I am here." This approach has led countless individuals to their own encounters, suggesting these experiences are available to anyone with sincere intention. Perhaps the most powerful aspect of Chris's story isn't about mysterious phenomena, but our capacity to transcend limited understanding of reality. His journey challenges both religious orthodoxy and scientific materialism, suggesting a universe where spiritual and physical dimensions intersect. The next time you look at the night sky, consider, what if you're being watched with profound love? What might happen if you simply acknowledge that presence?